Blog Talk Radio.
Swing down. I've been swinging.
Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Hey, y'all can do better than that, because we got to get the mothership in here tonight. And it's going to take energy to get the mothership in here tonight. Raise your hand. Together, y'all.
Let me ride.
Swing down.
Let me ride.
Somebody help me sing, y'all.
Let me ride.
After the mothership comes,
let me ride.
There will be no second coming.
the Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. And tonight, Brother Eddie will be discussing, are you the predator or the prey? Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. How are you doing after your 3+ hour show last night?
I'm well, thank you. I'm tired, but I'm well.
Okay, how's the family?
They're all well. They're good. I'm glad to say they're all good. Yes, now how are you and family?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
The predator, the prey. I'm doing very well. So before we even get started, let me acknowledge Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders. And much love and respect to the listening audience and family for their time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. Greatly appreciated. So, yes, I'm doing very well. Listening to the music, I wasn't even dancing the way I'm because I'm so deep into going back to my past and rekindling, you know, things that as a youth I looked at a particular way pertaining to the martial arts, Bruce Lee, et cetera, et cetera. Just going back and rekindling these beginning thoughts as a youth and now looking at them in a spiritual light, that's basically how I'm going to do the show, a lot that I'll be giving in this class will be philosophical thoughts that I must say was inspired by Bruce Lee, dealing with me going back into the archives. Just like we should do on these shows, family, you know, we should go back, not only on this show, not only on this show, but other shows you listen to, other links you listen to, if you listen to them, if it has something for you, we need to now study those things because that's part of the past that we were connected to, that we heard, that ignited something inside of us. And these are the answers that we keep missing that are resonating because we're not in full tune with not only our bodies, but the environment that basically controls us, and we should be controlling it, knowing that we're in the situations and environments that we are. But again, not even being linked to the as above. So since I went there, let me acknowledge today's or tonight's full moon. It actually started at 10:57 Central Time and 10:57 or 1:57 is 13, which is spiritual family.
Mm.
And this particular moon, full moon, is referred to as the Hunter's Moon. And remember, this class title is the Predator or the Prey.
Yeah.
Which
so
you,
it's that's fitting. Yeah.
So it's all like in divine order, as we say. But just echoing from your show last night, the title, Save the Children. Well, I can only be the example of what I use or can use to help save our children. And if it's something that I've said that inspired you to use it, damn it, use it. So with that being said, I'll back up and slow down and let you kick off with some current events.
Okay, well, one, I want to do an announcement first. Well, I don't know if it's an announcement, but anyway, let me say this first. Last night, you know, we had the show, and after the show, I got some phone calls where, you know, initially we had said, and even Brother Eddie has, you know, been saying as far as this show, that we need to stay on topic. And last night, you know, the show, you know, it was on topic, it wasn't on topic, and it was, you know, a whole lot of, you know, up and down, up and down. So I'm going to have to fully make sure that we stay on topic. So, and limit how long people talk so that that way it doesn't get off topic. So we're going to make it 2 to 3 minutes for each caller, and you must stay on topic. And if not, then, you know, we're just going to move on. And I'm not trying to be rude, but we, you know, we have to become more disciplined, and I have to become more disciplined in how everything is going here. So with that, okay, Brother Eddie, I'm done with that.
Well, let me, it's all in divine order, because I was talking to different family members about the show, and that was one of the main focuses that we discussed, that the show are good, but they could be better if we all stayed on topic. And it's no coincidence that you brought that up, because I've been meaning to call you and talk to you about that, but the universe is already working in divine order, as we're saying, dealing with this Hunter's Moon. So I couldn't express more joy, but just given the family standing of how the universe works, if we put that thought out there and we even talk to somebody else about this, don't think that other people that are close to you or that are listening aren't thinking the same thing. This is the power that we have, that once we start sharing pertinent information, that we will start connecting the dots. We will see the gaps, that the holes were purposely put there to keep us off balance, because that's the age of the third horseman that we're in, balance. We truly have to bring balance, and what you just said is bringing balance to a word that I'm constantly going over, and like I said, martial arts, it's called discipline, baby.
Yes.
I had to learn this as a youth, you know.
Yes.
And it was rough, you know, because as a youth, your mind is all over the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that discipline and to keep focus, that's practice. And I'm so happy you said it, you know. And again, let me digress, not to get too caught up in that. But again, family, yes, all of us need that little bit of practice, because, again, things that we say inspire other thoughts. Write it down. I'm constantly saying, write is the key, you know, to that connection to the spiritual that we put on black and white, or put on the white with a black a pen. So family, write. And even in that writing of what you said, it has something to do with staying on topic. But we become more precise in our delivery and what we're trying to express. That, again, the philosophies that I'll be giving is dealing with that. Straight to the point. Straight to the point. So with that, Sister Antoinette, go ahead with the current event.
Okay, well, I have just a couple tonight, y'all. One, which I thought was very interesting, but the CEO on Netflix has stated that he I don't even like this word, but I'm going to say it my way. He messed up. Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos has some regrets about how he handled Dave Chappelle's stand-up special. Even though he stands by Netflix's decision to stream the controversial act, in an interview with Variety last Tuesday, Sarandos, admitted that he messed up. The internal communication with Netflix staff, he said he would have led with a lot more humanity when dealing with some irate employees who felt attacked by Chappelle's comedy routine. He acknowledged that a group of employees were definitely feeling pain and hurt from a decision to air Chappelle's special, which contained a number of jokes aimed at transgender people and explicit jokes about the bodies of trans women. Okay, so anyway, I don't need to read it all. I mean, y'all get the gist of it. Now, I personally feel that I don't see where he did anything wrong. I mean, he made a joke, and that's what comedians do. I mean, they speak. I mean, what happened to where comedians had that freedom, you know, like George Carlin did? George Carlin spoke on a lot of controversial things that could have got a whole lot of people upset. And I feel that for me, and I can't say for anyone else, but if Netflix is going to take this stand, and because some employees' feelings are hurt because, you know, they feel as though that they're a woman, and, you know, until your body can do what my body has been through, you're no woman. You know, you're just a man pretending. And, you know, for females who think that they can go and get surgery and add things on that they weren't born with, you know, you're pretending. And, I mean, that's the way you want to live your life. That's your business. It's not mine. But that doesn't mean I have to accept it. For me, if Netflix is going to take this stand, then I'm canceling my subscription to Netflix. Okay, Brother Eddie, now.
Brother Eddie? Can you hear me? I'm on mute.
Yes. Yes.
That has come up again in the arena of talking to the family over the phones, dealing with Dave Chappelle's new stand-up on Netflix. Again, I have not saw it. I've read certain excerpts and comments and concerns, you know, but overall, where I started from the beginning as going back to the past, you know,
yes.
He should be able to, number one, freedom of speech.
Yes.
And as far as all melanated people, how long have we been insulted, killed, still
yes.
being killed today, and going through
yep.
more than this bull that's being publicized because people of a certain community have been hurt? Shit. Melanated people have been hurt all our damn lives.
Yeah.
You know.
Parents' lives and grandparents' lives. Yes.
You know, so, correct. So looking at the future, why am I concerned? Because those of you who are in position push this when anything is said contradictory about your lifestyle.
Right.
Yes. This is not a style for us. It's no such thing as style for me, even dealing with the art now, because art is art.
Yes.
But again, because your lifestyle is under scrutiny and you want to silence me or to deter what I feel, especially my feelings that I'm giving are revealing truth, my truth, it might
right.
be, but let me speak my truth. Then if you have truth to offset that, then let's talk. But again,
mm-hmm.
we've been talking about this, I don't know how long, about this LGBTQ and whatever. Everybody has their opinions. Everybody has their facts. So for me, I love Dave Chappelle.
You know, I do too.
Like,
yeah.
you know, I'm learning to forgive not others, but me, forgive myself
mm-hmm.
for harboring resentment for different shit that people have done to me, that it basically stifles my growth, my progression, because any time that I'm entertaining that resentment towards anything, I'm not giving that energy, even coming from this hunter's moon, time to flourish. And this is why I'm so elated about getting back into the arts, because
mm-hmm.
that discipline in itself and self-defense, remember, it's all about self, family first, know thyself. It's called self-defense. Know thyself so I can defend myself. Even using the art of fighting without fighting, because the art starts from the brain, starts from the thought. And this is what I want to learn to use more proficiently than my fists and my feet and my knees, my elbows, etc. So Dave Chappelle, more power to your brother, because again, you know, we've always heard, you know, when you speak truth, you have opposition. So keep speaking the truth, brother. We with you.
Yeah.
You know, if not physically, we definitely with you spiritually, giving you the energy you need to battle this system, to put it nicely, that we're all in but not of. And that's those of us who are thinking outside the box. We in this regardless if we want to be or not. But we definitely are not of this. And I'm meaning, too, not of certain people who seem to want to be like us or this, that, and the other. But again, they're being stifled because of personal resentment, animosity, this, that, and the other, towards whomever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not pertinent to your life's growth, then why are we getting stressed? And that's the killer of a whole bunch of black people, being stressed out about whatever.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I get stressed, but I know how to decompress, to release that pressure. And for me, like I said, being an example of what I talk about right now, the prevalence of that decompression is martial arts, not just physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. All of that is part of the art. It's part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start living our lives and living it well, because whatever you're doing, be the best at it. I don't care if it's right or wrong. Be the best at what you do. See? Because right and wrong, I don't judge. I can't judge. It's not for me to judge. Truth is to be the best at it, whatever it is you're doing, whatever you want to do. We have that power if you have a will. So go to the next current event, because I'm feeling philosophical like nobody's business right now. So you go on to the next topic.
Okay. The next one, last week, a woman was raped on a subway. I've never been on a subway, y'all, so forgive me. So I'm assuming that that's like a train from what I've seen on, you know, movies and stuff, like, you know, subway is some type of almost train, but that's near here nor there. Well, anyway, the woman got raped on the train. And instead of people helping her, they took out their cameras and recorded it. Well, now charges have been filed, and Pennsylvania is not charging the spectators. Now, my opinion is, instead of these people helping her and they can pull out the camera and record her, then they need to be charged. That's my opinion. And I'm not for anybody, you know, facing a bunch of legal troubles, but, you know, where was the empathy in what this woman was going through? You know, I mean, it's bad enough she was being raped, but then for everyone to look at her on top of being raped, you know, the enjoy her misery, and, you know, for this to be recorded. So is this going to float around the world? So that's what I have for that.
Yes, I heard that mention on the show last night.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, and I heard the update on it this morning on the news.
Right.
So
I didn't say anything on it, but, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to bring it up anyway. I really don't care what it was on, because, again, as you said, same way I felt. Every damn person that was on there, that started taping and did not lift a damn finger need to be persecuted. Because, again, as I always said, I'm a father with five children, but every child that's in my presence is my child. And I don't care if I don't know the age of the young individual that got raped, but that's my child. And
right.
when I sit there and allow any bastard to harm my child in my presence, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. And this is, even if I didn't have 52 years of martial arts know-how behind me, I'm considered an old dude. And in
yeah.
no damn way I would allow any of this to happen.
Yeah.
That you know, but that's along with understanding that a lot of this is dealing with this 5G, is dealing with this mind control that a lot of callers call in and talk about. And again, so we're on current event. And I know I'm getting sidetracked, but we haven't started the class, so I had to digress and think about that for a second. But, yes, you know, I mean, we got people right now, you know, that can do something. But every damn person on there, especially a female who knows what this trauma would feel like, because a lot of females that haven't revealed it got molested as a child.
Yeah, has experienced it. But, you know, my thing is, you know, not only the females, but Brother Eddie, the men, because you have mothers. You know what I mean? If you don't have any children, you came from a woman. You have a mother. You know, how would you feel if it was your mother or your neighbor, your cousin, your aunt, you know, whatever. You know, this was a woman that was raped in front of everybody. She shouldn't have been raped alone. She shouldn't have been raped, period. But, you know, for everybody to sit there and see it, and so, you know, to me, it's, okay, where is the men? What happened to men? You know, were men getting allowed stuff like this? And then the women, well, what's wrong with you that all of y'all didn't get up and whip this man's behind? You know, I mean,
like
really,
I mean,
forgive me for being vulgar, y'all, but the man should have came out without a penis. He should have came off that train with no penis and been on the floor crying.
Like I said, it's no need to be sorry, because again, this is a current event, and this is one of those current events that got me, you know, upset. But again, truly understand what we've been talking about, family. Like you just said, where are the men? When men used to be men, we're going back to the past again. See, that's the truth back there. Now, this truth, even as we know it, on this AI level, this technology level, with people being producers and stars with their phones, and the 5G that we've been talking about, we're seeing these things unfold in front of us, but we won't connect the dots because our emotions start to tie us down. We look at every damn thing. And that's what we don't do sometimes, because we become laser focused on one particular item, and that's not the totality of our growth. It stifles and limits our growth. And learning, baby, has no limitations. Our minds have no limitations, because we are that microcosm to the universe. The universe has no limitation. Why do we limit our thinking for whatever reason? So, again, with that, it did. It struck a nerve. But knowing where we are, and we talk about it all the time, and a train is composed of a whole bunch of technology with this new system. So, being on that train and having this component called a phone, which is a weapon, we've talked about that. But when we hear things, we don't connect all of the dots to see what was being pushed, pumped in these people's mind to take the damn phone out and not to act.
Yeah.
But to become part of a picture where they're the director or they're the cameraman. We're not.
Well, Brother Evan, look, they do this even with fights. You know, remember on fights, they're recording it. Nobody's not helping. I mean, so have we become so disconnected that we see so much violence and everything that we can see it right in front of our face and it doesn't matter. You know, oh, this is a moment. Oh, I got to capture this so I can share it. You know, I can put it on social media. How many likes am I going to get? No, I mean, as a society, has it become that disconnected from reality? I mean, could people, all these people look at this and not think that this is real? That they were watching a movie or something? And
that's an excellent way to put it. Disconnect. See, a lot of us are disconnecting, but we're disconnecting for the wrong reasons and the wrong things. Because the disconnect now is from reality that a lot of people are trying to escape. So, again, like you say, these people were actors in a movie. Because a true actor shows action.
Yes.
They move. That is the true actor, not people standing around spectating. No, you're just a part of the scenery.
Yes.
The actor, that's why you always see the hero of a movie acts. They get up and help. They get up and do their part. And this is, again, these phones, technology, are preventing people in general, not just the children anymore. We've been saying this is a mind control and we see things like this incident and we can't put it together. This is not normal. No damn body. Nobody.
Yeah.
Not even anybody running to tell the conductor or the engineer. Nobody did. That's some type of program, family. And we've been talking about it. We're seeing it in black and white, not giving any damn body an excuse, but something's going on. See?
Yeah, something has to be.
When nobody,
even the older
man,
people, I mean, can you imagine the elderly and they didn't get up, you know, and fuss and, you know, elderly people, you know, boy, you know, get off her, what's wrong with you, you know? Nobody, nothing.
No, but this is what I'm saying. See, because even the elder who know that they could not fight is going to say something.
Yeah.
They're going to get up, you know, and say something and hopefully stir up the pot so somebody else will come out this program, come out this hypnosis state. And again, let me digress because we're spending too much time on a particular article because you got your point and your opinion across. I did too, and I'm quite sure that the family members, you know, have already come up with theirs. But again, nobody or no individual that's like that, that's on that train, is on any of these blog talk shows getting information. See?
Yeah,
that's why when the Bible talks about that 144,000, there's very few in that number. And we see a greater number in the insanity that we're seeing on a daily basis. But again, too much time entertaining anything negative is not conducive to who and what you are and what your journey is about. So, like I said, let me get off of that now. So did you have any more current events before we get started with class?
I think that's enough for tonight. Oh, I can tell you this. Now, from what I've seen, in Japan, the volcano has erupted.
Okay, I didn't know that, but I would immediately tie that to the full moon.
Yes.
It actually appeared at 10:57, as I mentioned earlier, Central Standard Time, spiritual, as above, so below.
Yes.
So, with that. So, and even using
that. And another thing, I haven't had a chance to fully research it because I've seen it just a couple minutes before the show. But on Alex Jones' videos, there was one story where they talked about over in Australia, they have a mandate where the children that are in school, they would take these children out of school and go and get them vaccinated. With or without the parents' permission, they don't care. They're taking the children. And so they had said that, you know, Biden is now, you know, going to incorporate the same thing here. So for children that are in school, and I'm concerned about my grandchildren, that they would just take them and vaccinate them. So it hasn't happened yet, but, you know, they're saying by the end of October that will be the mandate. So that's something else to think about for, you know, people who have children in school. You know, if they take your children out from the schools and just take them, you know, or take them in a different room or whatever and vaccinate them. And then how the children going to take them? But some children will fight, stick a needle in them.
Okay, real quick, again, like I said, see, this is redundant. We've been over these things, and we're not putting it together on this show, on our show.
Yeah.
Dealing way back last year with them passing the law about children being able to take this shot, the law that they was trying to pass. Coming up, we talked about why are we sending our children back to school.
Yes.
The school shut down. We had a year and a half to prepare, but some of us are gung-ho with the system that we're ready to put our babies in this system's hand.
Yeah,
we went over
the
numbers in this show, talking about school being 21 or 3. I'm going to just keep it on the 3. Shot being a 3. Your child be referred to as a kid being 3.
Yeah.
Sacrifice being 3.
Mm-hmm.
Permission being 3. Public being 3. Public school. When you send your child to public school, you've given the school permission to do what in the hell they want. We went through this. Why are we surprised now? See, this is what kind of gets me frustrated now, because I'm hearing the same things in a different way over and over again. That means we're not applying what we've heard, what's been given. We hear it, it's a feel-good moment, and we move on. That's all in the preparation. We talked about getting your bag ready if what goes down. Your child is more important than your bag. Wayne, we got that together. We didn't make plans when this shit first started. We gung-ho to put our children right back in this monster's hand. Now we're seeing the outcome of what we said, what would happen, like we surprised. Stop it, family. Too much time is spent on that when we didn't spend the time on going back. There you go again. Going back. Why do I keep talking about going back? Because it hit me. Why do we reverence in the past? Because the truth is hidden in the past that reveals our future. Find it, damn it. Find it. See, we're going back just to have a nostalgic moment. We're not using the information to not just remember, but to actually show us the future. We're not trying to find it. This might not be a way for you, but it's something that I've just given that you, anybody, can use.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A bit, a piece, a portion, or the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Because that's why I do what I do. And that led me into, that's one of the philosophical things that I've been seeing lately. and giving mm-hmm. reverence to the past.
Yeah.
And for those who might not know what reverence means, it's a feeling of a profound respect for someone or something. And we all have reverence to something in our lives that we refer to. For me right now, it's martial arts. It's my foundation. Like I said, 52 years I've been into this. Even when I wasn't physically training, my mind and my spirit was always being replenished, being filled over and over and over again. So this is why, again, I want to share this, and I hope that the family is thinking about, because I'm going to come to it at the end of class before we let the callers in,
mm-hmm.
of which one are you, the predator or the prey? So, another philosophical thought, and again, inspired by Bruce Lee, but seeing it metaphysically. To obtain enlightenment in life means the extinction of everything which obscures the true knowledge of self, the real life. Let me say that again, family. To obtain enlightenment in life means the extinction of everything which obscures the true knowledge of self, the real life. At the same time, it implies boundless, limitless expression of one's self-will and power internalized. Still forever learning, family, still forever learning. Another one is real truth is always hacking away at the unessentials. Get rid of the unnecessary bullshit and things in your life. Just like we constantly hear about a computer hacker, hacker mm-hmm. is 13, and computer is 32, that 4 and 5, metaphysics, that computer is your brain. You are the hacker. Hack away at the unessentials in your brain, the unnecessary garbage that we entertain. And a lot of that goes back to the resentment and harboring all of this animosity towards somebody that at the same time is living their life like it's golden while we holding animosity. It ain't changing a thing. We have to change. Use your willpower of meditation and visualization while challenging your positive thoughts that you learn to internalize. Use your power of meditation and visualization while challenging your positive thoughts that you learn to internalize. Everything comes from inside. The meditation and visualization starts from within you. Here's another one. Truth supports or favors formlessness so that it can assume all forms. Since truth has no form or style, it can fit in any form or style. Formless, shapeless. As Bruce once said, be water, my friend. Be water. You put water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put water in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. You put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. Water can flow or water crashes. Be water, my friend. Yes. Another one which deals with a jack of all trades and a master of one, being yourself. Approach life with the ideal of mastering your will. Forget about winning and losing. Forget about pride and pain. Just the ideal of mastering your will. Nothing else matters. Once we complete that, we're focused and disciplined and determined in that mastery. And when you're mastering something, you're not caring about if you win or lose. Your focus is on mastering. And again, the mastery of oneself. A great mistake is to anticipate the outcome of any situation in life. You need not be concerned and thinking about whether it is life's end in victory or defeat. Let nature take its own course, and your tools, which is the knowledge that you've learned, will happen at the right time, at the right moment. When we come into situations and we've already prejudged something, again, that's us standing in our own way, our own enemy, the inner me, not anything external is called the enemy. It's the internal you. Nature has already formatted, has put everything into motion, knows everything. It's us again. Once you have learned what you are supposed to learn, once you do what you're supposed to do, everything falls into place. I don't have to worry about winning or losing. I've already won. Doing exactly what I'm supposed to do, what you're supposed to do. Real truth avoids the superficial and penetrates the complex, goes to the heart of the problem, and finds and locates the key factors. These are the things we're not doing. We get caught up in the superficial, the glamour, the lights, the this, the that. See, because, again, understanding that you are, I am, that proverbial bag of chips and all that comes with it, all that. See, the perfect way is only difficult for those who pick and choose. Let me say that again. The perfect way is only difficult for those who pick and choose. Do not like, do not dislike. All will then become clear. Make any slightest change in heaven and earth are set apart. And I leave a lot of these philosophical sayings open because that's the way I was taught to come to one's own conclusion. If you want the truth to stand clearly before you, never be for or against. The struggle between for and against is the mind's worst inner me. It's the disease. And a lot of us might say, well, wait a minute. You've got to be for something or against something. You got to be for this or for that. Remember, I just stated, you are that in a bag of chips. You're both this and that. Again, the situation presents itself to this or that. I don't go in choosing, for it has already been done for me once we get into the spiritual. So that leads me right into the title of the class. Are you the predator or the prey? I don't know how you see it, family, but I'm both predator and prey. And it's very interesting because getting into the martial arts side of it made me go directly to the insect, the praying mantis. And I dreamed about a praying mantis last night. And the only reason I'm sharing it because it's prevalent to dealing with predator or prey. But while I was outside basking in this last day of sun here in Chicago and meditating, what did I see? Praying mantis. Not a coincidence. Had to take some pictures of the praying mantis, family. And I think I sent you a couple of pictures. I know you probably looked at them and said, why is Brother Eddie sending me some pictures of a praying mantis? But yes, that was, like I said.
Brother Eddie, I seen that praying mantis and it brought back memories.
Yeah.
Because I became afraid of praying mantises. One time when I was little, I say that it was the praying mantis, but I walked past it. And I had a cut on my arm. And my mother told me, she answered, it wouldn't have attacked you unless you did something to it. And I said, well, somehow or another, I know I had a cut. And I just always blamed it on that praying mantis, and I've been afraid of them ever since.
Okay. So, but yeah, you know, there's no problem there. But again, this is why using not only the praying mantis, but being both predator and prey. I'm a predator right now in the food that I'm eating. I'm preying on this food, and it's food for thought. And it's going back again to my past that's revealing my future. Before I went to Arizona, I think we was talking on the show, and I had mentioned that Arizona, something in Arizona is pulling me to Arizona. I don't know what it is. I went there for a particular reason to check on and to break bread with Mother AZ. But I didn't go there, again, assuming this or that, being for or against anything. I went there open and receptive to receive what it is I was supposed to be seeing. And it has brought me to where I am now, getting back into my basic foundation of life, which, again, martial arts is no more than a part of this journey of my life. But being able to now see it in a bigger picture, a spiritual realm, you know, again, just lets me know that I was always being prepared for right here, right now.
Yeah.
Where it's leading me. But again, this is why, yeah, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty for this. So yeah, I'm praying, but I'm the predator of this. But we're also prey, because everything that we talk about is being a prey to the predator. The predator is the system, is 5G, is AI, is all of that that we're talking about is the predator, and we are the prey. So we must learn our defense mechanisms against this. And it's not physical, as we said, flesh and blood. No, it's principalities, it's principles, it's spiritual. It's within. So if we want to go over it, we got to go in. Once we enter, we can go over. So, again, yes, I'm both, because that's the way I see life. We are predators at some particular time, and we might not use that word, but some of us are predators for love. We're looking for love. We're looking for success. We're looking for glamour. We're looking for whatever. We become predators in whatever it is that you're looking for, that you want, that you desire. You become a predator to a certain degree. But again, at other times, we know that we are the prey, even if we are being preyed upon within our own minds. So, with that, Sister Internet, it's at the top of the hour. Do we have any callers?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No one has called in.
So, I kind of felt that
everyone was
at
listening.
The beginning of, yeah, but like I said at the beginning of the show, we put it bluntly about staying on topic. And for one, this just lets us know that people have questions, and in their mind, once looking at it, does it pertain to the topic? And since we came out the way we did, you know, about staying on topic, which is great in and of itself, people might be leery to call in with their statements, concerns, questions that are completely off topic. So
Tommy has his hand.
Okay, let's
Look, I guess they got the okay from you, so they're like, okay, it's safe. Brother Kwame, good evening.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
Good evening, my brother. How are you doing this evening?
I'm grateful to hear you dropping knowledge and truth. You know, you flowing like water with all your words and numbers.
Oh, yes, sir. Be water, my friend, my family, be water. Yes, to share and impart some of that water on us so that it can elevate us through memory and consciousness, my brother. That's the water. Pour it on us.
Right. And, you know, I just finished doing the show, live show with Jay on the fireside chat. And, you know, it's really sad that, you know, you got predator or prey. And that's what we were dealing with our own people. And we're looking at, you know, how we identify ourselves and bringing the red and black together. And the language of you got some young people that are just like predators. They wait until you start, you know, talking about something. Or you ain't this or you ain't that. How come you just ain't no black people? And I'm going like, you know, everybody on the planet when the sun come up looks to the ground and we all black. So what are you talking about? You don't know who you are, but you want to attack people that know who they are and what they know about their heritage. And this is the challenge that we're having with a few people that are afraid of themselves and not knowing who they are, and they become the predators, preying on those that have discovered who they are and trying to deter them to come back into that lost world that they're stuck in. And this is the challenge that we're having with this great shift, because this shift, you know, that we're in right now is the part of the divine feminine, the sacred masculine, the age of Aquarius, the part of rediscovering I am. And these are the parts of those 3D people that can't seem to only thing that they could work with, not the fifth dimensional, but what they work with is the 5G, the technology. And the only thing they read besides, they got a Instagram library card, Facebook library card, and that's the only thing that they read. They know how to check out by Googling. And that's really sad to see how we advancing, but we're taking five steps. Some are taking five steps back and getting lost in this AI, this artificial intelligence, and not focusing in on the divine intelligence. And I'm just grateful for you and Sister Antoinette and others that are doing the truth talking, that we need to hear confirmation, you know. And I apologize, I missed the show last night, but I just was too tired and went on off to sleep. But I heard, you know, the young brother on there and what he was speaking about, and that's a positive young person, you know. And we've got those that are seeking and finding their truth and working towards it. But then you got 10 others that want to attack and be the predators of those that are, you know, finding their way out of that cesspool of colonization, urbanization, and slave mentality. And it's a challenge right now for us as elders, you know.
Yes, yes, I had myself on mute, Brother Kwame, so
I
definitely
wonder what happened.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I put myself on mute every time someone talks because I move around and I don't want no background coming from my phone, just like last night, Sister Antoinette, and it was more of a echo or a reverb that was happening. So it wasn't nobody because I heard you going through clicking the, you know, everybody's line to see if it was coming from their phone and everything, but I was already on mute because that's what I do. And yes, Brother Kwame, I've talked to people before on seeing predators all around them. They might express it different ways, but yeah, they express it, you know, that people want to take they want to take the credit for what somebody else might do, you know, and making it seem like they are the ones that initiated and gave it and did it, you know, which is no more than that predatorial mindset that a lot of people do have, you know, especially those who don't look like us. We know how much they have taken that was ours, not just property, but I always start with the mentality, the mind. That's the greatest gift of all. And when they take your mind, everything else comes easy. It becomes easy. So, yes, Brother Kwame, I agree with you totally. And again, so many people are talking about the same thing using different words. For me, it's the same number behind those words, but they're talking the same thing. And it's lovely for me to see what's happening. And this is why I said what I basically do, what I share. Hopefully the family will go back on the archives with their children and let their children listen to this and get their children's side. Or not even having to have them go back, but we take the time out to go back and draw from those particular classes that apply to our individual lives. And now use that information that's pertinent for you in the lives of those around you. You need not my permission to use what we say, because that's why we're here as us to fix us. So everything that I say is ours. Thank us. It's ours. We just reclaiming what has been stolen from us, even when we go back, like I said, to history, so that we can learn from history where our future is taking us. Because, again, what comes around goes around. This has all been done before, family. It's all in the wind. It's recycled.
Yeah.
It's that circle.
But and that's very true.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was saying it's very true because we're coming up on another seventh cycle. What we, the human body, each body that we now possess and be in, that every 7 years it makes itself over completely. In that completion of those 7 years, that 7 year cycle, it's a part in which the things in which, like you said, the mind and that part, because once they get that, the body can rejuvenate itself, but you still got that mind that you had gotten trapped when you were 7 years old, standing there with pledging allegiance, and you have never have unminded that pledge to be able to identify to make your own proclamation of freedom. And this is where we're at because we have so many that's been mentally given an attitude of suicide, mental suicide, menticide. And this is what they're doing is that they prey upon anything that looks like them and don't like what that is them, which is your higher self. And this is the challenge that we have with a lot of younger people, that they're angry, but the part for that is in that anger, it only is the anger you're having for not wanting to change you. And you think that I'm privileged to have this, but you don't know that all of those ancestors before you died and made the way for you to be standing here today with what you think is privilege, but you didn't do the work to get it. You just stepped into it from the womb.
Yes, 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 yes. And I saw that within my own children as they were growing, how at the lifestyle that their mother and I worked for, and it wasn't to get any status. It was just to live comfortably the way we saw in our minds that we wanted to live. And other people that my children would bring around would think that we had a mansion the way they looked at it, but it was understanding where they came from, if not the environment of their thinking. So,
mm-hmm.
again, these younger children, but at the same time, when adults came there, was, you know, giving credence to our dwelling and this, that, and the other. But, again, mm-hmm. this is the key to all of that, is that we have to share these things that will help them understand that anger, because a lot of youth are angry at the adults who have been recycling these same thoughts without interjecting their form of communication. As we say, we have to meet them where they are, but we have to have something, the core of what we're giving them, to elevate them.
Yeah.
You know, me now, not only is it the numbers, but it's going back to martial arts, which, again, is no more than a part of life, because all of the philosophies that I gave are philosophical coming from a martial arts standpoint. But looking at it as a whole, I'm able to interject me on the metaphysical to come up with what I was giving to the family. But that's everything that we learn. This is why we're still forever learning. And because we're forever learning, we learn every second of the day, and we're not aware of it, because the subconscious and the unconscious mind is the sponge that's absorbing and storing everything. It's the conscious mind that is limited because of the conditioned ways that we have been taught by the system, but it's nothing they can do to control the unconscious and the subconscious mind. That's the sponge that is working 24/7, even while we're asleep, as we said. If you got all this noise and technology where it's affecting your subconscious and unconscious realm of your mind in your sleep realm.
Right.
So, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I'm saying that you're right, because the conscious, okay. The thing about the consciousness is that there is a continuance consciousness of the universe, the cosmos, and nature. And all of it is synchronized to work together in one unified conscious law. And what we're looking at now is that we're now in a new era, in a new position in our galaxy, that we're getting new consciousness and new energies that is raising the consciousness of everything on the planet. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing climate change. The climate of being this, that old human is changed. The climate of the old human has changed. We're no longer like we've seen the Neanderthal. Then we had another one. But then all of a sudden we went from to industry. Now we're in space age. That shows you in 50 years, this whole thing has just shifted to where we were driving old hard cars, and now we're doing electric cars and we're doing self-driving cars. That's just been a generation or two generations, 25 years, 50 years, we've come. And looking at where we are now from when we were in the children in the 50s, looking at, you know, Dick Tracy in the cartoon and the comic strip talking on a watch, and everybody now is flipping their arm up and talking to each other. That just shows you how things are progress. But the people that come in now with this privilege didn't see what it took to make that possibility happen, from the consciousness that it took from having that thought to making that actual reality. They just walk in and it's there, and they feel that this is the way it is, but didn't do or didn't look at who were those that did the work to create it. Who was the one that filled the glass and formed the waters of the consciousness that took to take that drink and changing life?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, 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 indeedy. And just to backtrack on a couple of words you used that has been used now for some time, is climate change. And like I said, what, years ago, during these classes, I always talked about that. All these things that they have put in our face are the number of who we are, be it climate change, be it the smart grid, be it smart meters, so forth and so on, broke it down. But we're just talking about the climate change. And when we look at those numbers, climate being 24, change is 23, that 5. 24 plus 23 is 47. 4 plus 7 is 11. Well, that's the climate change that starts in our mind. That's the climate, because what the earth is doing is what it does naturally every cycle. Every age, it goes around. It does the same thing, but none of us will be here in the next age of Aquarius. See?
Mm-hmm.
So none of us truly ever know. But for me, it's the numbers. So that's what I lamp on. Anyway, that climate change.
Yeah, you haven't told it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
That climate change is no more than the universe. See, the universe is changing, fam. That's the climate that they don't want us to mentally connect to, because the mind is the universe. So if the universe is changing, so is our mind. But that's always been that link, and it's not the links we've seen each other. It's what the proverbial missing link is all about. That's the climate change. The length is changing. The universe of the mind is changing. That's why they're so afraid of this climate change. It ain't got nothing to do with the weather. They're trying to control the damn weather. We ain't got nothing to do with what they're trying to control. We only control what we control. And that's the mind, baby, not giving it over to them, their mindset.
Yeah.
We have our own. And that's the climate that they've been pushing to change since the very conception of those words being put together at this time, because the words have been put together way before now, but they're not, they weren't used in the capacity of again, using incantation and rituals, understanding the numbers behind the words to see the patterns. That's why pattern comes to two. Climate change comes to two. Universe comes to two. They know the patterns. So this is how they measure everything that's going. Measure comes to two. It's the same thing with the numbers once we get in line with our particular set of numbers, because everybody has a group of them. They see them all the time. But that, again, is the predatory is the predatory mind that one should put themselves in along their journey, because being a predator, we're always the prey of somebody. Somebody's preying on us. And at the same time, I pray for those as the praying mantis does, that praying mantis, before that insect devours and kills their prey. So back to my art. Yes, I'm praying for all of those mindless victims who have already victimized themselves before anybody else came in their scope. So, yes, 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 yes. And what I wanted to do, and especially since everybody's taking notes and laying back and don't want to get off topic, which is very thoughtful and grateful that everybody's doing that. If they don't have something to contribute on topic, you know, we're at the top of the hour at 10. We're going to let you go because you didn't mention yet, but you have another show. That's three in a row with Randy Short tomorrow. So, again, I want to be cognizant of your time. And, again, you said from last night's show you're a little tired, but you're dealing with it. And, again, I'm going to be very respectful of your time so that you can get your proper rest, so that you can be prepared.
Well, I'm not trying to say, I don't want to take from us. I don't want to take from our show. But we also have a caller, Brother Eddie.
Okay, well, that's great. And see, that's what I was saying. If we didn't have callers by the top of the hour, we'll go ahead and let you go. If we got people on that want to contribute, then we'll stay on. So, yes.
Yes.
Bring the caller in.
Okay, area code 732.
Thank you, and good day to everyone.
Greetings, my sister. How you doing?
I'm great. Great.
Good.
That's
great.
That's great.
But you know what? I'm trying to talk fast because I want to stay on that 2 to 3 minutes. But anyway, this cat taught me about the word pray. I was moving out of this house, and this cat came into the house and would not leave. So when I moved into the new house, you know, late at night, the children had went to sleep, and I hear the scratching in the attic. I was like, oh, no, what is that? So anyway, I said, okay, when I go back to the old house, if that cat, because the cat wouldn't leave out the old house when we left, I told the children, I said, oh, well, just leave him there. We're not coming back anyway. So anyway, I said, I'm going to go get the cat. So I went and got the cat. And I talked to this cat. When we went back to that house, this cat just got in the car and came with us. So anyway, I talked to the cat, and I explained to the cat, listen, there's something up in that attic. Took the cat up in the attic. So later on at night, I was cleaning and everything. The cat comes down and drops this rat at my feet. Right?
Oh, my.
Okay, so So then that summer, I was sitting out in the yard. Were you saying something, Goddess Antoinette?
No. I was listening.
Okay, so then that summer I'm sitting out in the yard, so the cat brings a mouse over to me. That poor little mouse went to run. That cat took her, not a claw now, she just took her paw and slapped that mouse back the other way. That cat, that mouse went to run the other way. That cat took her paw and slapped that mouse back. So I was watching. I said to myself, I said, oh, my goodness, this is the cat's prey. And I was like, well, wait a minute. So then I went in church for a while, right? So I started going to church, and I'm in the church, and I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. I've always known the word prayer. I was raised as a little Catholic girl, so it was plenty of prayer and pray. Yeah. And so I said to myself, well, wait a minute, this word pray. I've seen all the people in the church, and they would be praying for, and they'd be sick, and they'd be praying for themselves. And nobody never really got well, and everything they just prayed for, it just never seemed like their prayers were being answered. So I made up in my mind at that time, I said, you know, the words we use a lot of times, and I thought to myself, that word pray, and God, Eddie, you know what I thought to myself? I said, you know what? I don't ever want to be the prey. So guess what? I'm going with predator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you, and that's great. Like I said, I see it from the duality of the balance. That's why I said I'm both predator and prey, because even in your story that you just gave, I'm here laughing to myself, looking at all of these different words that come to that same number of prey.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay,
but to use some of the basic words that you use that dealt with your story, because this is your story, and it's great.
Yes.
But see, pray by number comes to 11. Your particular prayer, not praying to, but a connection to your link, link being to, like pray being to, 11, which is 2. Well, cat comes to 2. Cat is 11. That cat has always been a part of the prey, not prey as far as preying on another animal, but the prey that comes from within. Because you went back to church. Church is also too, like prey, like cat. So that church you saw with your own eyes did not answer what the people were praying for, because, again, that church is a distraction taking you from the prayer that comes from within. At the beginning, I talked about that positive thought. Prayers comes from your meditation, which is 2. See, they can pray for everybody else, but they can't meditate for me. You got to meditate for self. That's why the pray is the meditation for self. And during that meditation, you start your visualization, which is also 2, along with meditation. It's part of the prey that the cat was revealing to you in the nature of using that mouse and that rabbit that it showed you as being the owner. I'm worth my value. I do what I'm supposed to do. Anything that's in the house that don't belong there, I'm going to kill it and I'm going to bring it to your feet. So that was a message for you, not just in the words, but for me to see how to tie the numbers behind all these words that you were using that come to the same number as the prey. As you said, you was the predator. In my mind, I see you've always been part of the prey.
Thank you
but
so much.
Been, you have 2 ways of looking at prey. Prey is being food, and the prey that comes from within. This is why we're always both. Because even if we don't call it a prey, we pray.
Yeah.
You can call it and give it the description you want to, but when we get deep within our own thoughts, that's prayer, baby.
And
that's
you know,
what we're trying to internalize and visualize and make manifest. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you trying to say?
I was going to say, too, but it is like you said, we are both, because I am, of course, I'm a predator because I live under the system, you know. I will always want to be the predator. I mean, yeah, I might as well, I might always want to be the predator, but I meant the word prey a minute ago. But I am the prey too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
because
I thank
that same
people...
system, mm-hmm. that same system continuously preys on us.
Yeah.
Everything that it's doing with the 5G, with the augmented reality, with the AI, so forth and so on, they're preying on us.
Yeah.
See?
And you,
are we the GP? Are we the GP that was talked about, or are we the GP? The GP being God's property, or the GP being a guinea pig?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes,
predator prey.
Mm-hmm. You know what there was?
This is like I just want to say this right quick
about the 5G. I guess it was part of what we're talking about too. But a lot what's happening is our foods is don't have none of the nourishments in it. It really has poison in it. So with anybody that 5G has hit in any way, make sure that you have your potassium and your magnesium built up, and get it in a vitamin if people can. If you can't get it in a vitamin, they can just pull it up and we either go to the dictionary or wherever and just find out all of the foods that supply the potassium and the magnesium and zinc too. So I just wanted to say that because a lot of people is having problems with that. Thanks again.
Thank you, my sister. We appreciate it.
Excuse me?
Yes. No, I said thank you. Brother Eddie said he appreciates you.
Thank you both. I appreciate you too.
Yes. We're going to take a music break for a couple minutes, and we'll be right back with you. That okay with you, Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Okay. Here we go, y'all.
And hummingbirds do y'all. Well, we're back. Brother A, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Brother
can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. Okay, I started off with everything must change, and that's due to the way that we're setting up the shows now, and we want everything to be on the one.
I'm hearing that echo now like I did last night on your show.
Yeah, I'm hearing it as well.
Yeah, but Brother Kwame was trying to say something a little earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and good evening, Sister Ishtar, if you're still on the line. But, I think they're called homophones. Homophones. That's two words that sound pronounced the same, but they have totally different meanings. And to pray and to pray, it's like we as humans pray to our Creator that we don't be prey to this system.
Yep.
Can you please say that again? And good day to you too, Kwame. Can you please say that again?
It's a homophone. It's two words that pronounce the same, but they have two totally different meanings. So we pray to the Creator that we do not fall prey to the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you would use the two words. Pray is that I pray to the Creator, to what I believe, to protect me from being prey to the system that I live in.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Pray that we don't fall victim of any predators who prey upon us. So, yes, I said that's that duality imbalance. And
but even with that, Eddie, it's a prayer we say in Wellbriety that the greatest enemy that I face is myself.
Yeah, I said that in one of the philosophical sayings that I gave earlier, that's
mm-hmm.
it. The greatest enemy is not the outside so-called enemy, it's the inner me.
Yeah.
Inner self. What was that?
Everything must change. When she was played the first song. And that change must begin within oneself.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing stays the same in us. Because every 7 years, our body is totally made over completely from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you're so right, because it was a change. But when the change came for me, is when I changed the word from prayer to exaltation. So that's the word I use. Instead of prayer, I use exaltation, highest exaltations. And everything had just changed so much. And not just because of the word, you know, I guess I took a different outlook on life, period.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again, God, Kwame. To and God Eddie and Goddess Antoinette. I thank you all.
I'm just Antoinette. No Goddess, just Antoinette.
I will do what you want. That's fine, Antoinette.
Thank you. Yes, I'm
You're
just
welcome.
Antoinette.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And for me, like I said, I don't say certain things, but the number is there. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sister Antoinette, that's what I refer to you as Sister Antoinette.
Yeah.
Sister is 34, 7. Goddess is 34. When I say sister, I'm calling you a goddess. You don't see it. I don't have to tell you. I know what I'm referring to by number and the words that I use. See?
Yeah.
So you are my sister. You are a goddess. Now, if you don't want to refer to yourself, but I use the number, it's all connected. We disconnect, see? That's the limitations of our minds. The numbers and these words have broadened my scope. It has expanded me to even ride with the universe. As we say, we're rolling with the universe, then roll with it. You have no limitations.
Well,
if somebody gives you that honor of being a goddess, don't look at it the way they look at it because you see it a certain way. But then you refer to yourself, you're not that. No, yes, you are. You're all that in a bag of chips. No. See? So, again, when I hit God, that's 13. That's the secret that they've been trying to hide. That's the truth that they're trying to hide. So what I'm referring to as Lord 13 or God 13, that's truth. That's keeping it real. 13. Real talk. 13, Lord God. This is real talk. We ain't got to say Lord God. People resonate on what's real. They resonate on truth. Or they don't. But the only reason they don't is because they're not connected to the truth. They're an opposer of it. See? So now all secrets are now being revealed. And for me, it's saying the pattern of numbers. And it's always the farther I go back in history, the same numbers keep coming up. So it's showing me. And I'm just one that if I see it, I got to give what I see. It's either we're going to see it or we don't. I can't force anybody to do anything. Being a helper is to help with the part that I've been given. I've been given a major part, I feel. And if I feel it, I know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Because other people see, feel, hear numbers all day long. And it's starting to register. It's starting to unfold. So I'm loving it, family.
Yeah.
I'm loving it
now,
as I love you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the words that we use, there's numbers. Now, the thing that I'm looking at, Senor and Mr. Senor Eddie, Mr. Eddie, does the numbers come out the same?
You said senor?
Yeah.
Senor.
In Spanish, senor is mister, and then in English, it's mister.
Okay. No, I tell you that already. None of the words from any other language equates to what we're dealing with English, because this is the metaphysics of the language that we speak, that we've been taught. So everything that I talk about only equates to the language of English. English
and
only. That's the occult language.
Right, but in the thing that I say with English is the only language with a navy and an army.
Okay.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that?
English is the only language with a navy and an army.
So Africans don't have a navy and army, or the Spanish people?
What I'm sharing with you in saying that when English is brought into a country, it's brought in by boat, and it's brought in by the missionaries on the boat, and then by the army to force the people to give up their language and speak English.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What other language do you know that they go into someone else's country and make them speak their language?
No other ones but us.
None that I know of. Yeah,
that's
just
here. That's the viciousness of English.
And this is so amazing because Africa actually went into all of the other countries years and years ago, like the Germans and French spoke the same language. Africans, that's why the German and the French language, still there's still some words they use and it sounds so much alike, because it was the Africans that went there and taught them, gave them different languages.
Yeah.
And so now we're the only one without our own language again. This is really backwards, right?
Yeah.
It's by design that you don't use your mother's mind to live your life, because your mother tongue is your mother's mind, and they take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me say so, because it was a lot of dead air right quick. But again, as I see in the way it's given to me by numbers, we still separate the two. Because by number, Africa is 21. We're here in America. Here is 21. America is 21. Again, they separated our minds by separating who we are. Africa is here and there.
Yeah.
And we keep thinking that we came by way of Africa. The same thing you said. All the natives here, which a whole bunch of us are, to this land, our language was stripped. Speaking the Indian tongue. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I know I raised the eyebrow with you.
Yeah, the thing that you look at, most Africans that you will meet that come into this country now, how do they identify themselves?
Not as us, that's for sure.
No, they let you ask who are you? You say, I'm a Nigerian, I'm a Ghanaian, I'm an Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say I'm African.
No.
We say they're African, but they're not. They identify with the nation or the people that they descend from.
Mm-hmm.
They still have, even though they're colonized, they still have an identity of their culture as a people. I'm a Nigerian, I'm a Ghanaian, I'm an Egyptian, I'm a South African, I'm a Botswana, because they still have their identity. We are the ones that's taking on labels that somebody else gave
us. Yes.
Go drink you some water, man. Go drink you some water. Or some tea.
I was sitting here eating some chips and popcorn. And the little colds that you get down in the throat when you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said it ain't nothing but a bag of chips. Ain't nothing. What do you say? Something in a bag of chips.
All of that in a bag of chips. And you got popcorn with it.
Yeah, I added some popcorn to it. I said, well, I'm going to enjoy this show. I'm going to have some popcorn and chips.
Oh, yeah. So that's, like I said, at the beginning, yes, the balance is understanding we're both predator and prey, you know. And again, we form that the way we want to, because, again, others who might not have called in to share anything might feel that they are always being preyed upon or that they're always the predator. They see everything as I'm going to see how to beat somebody, how to get over. That's a predatory mind.
But even with that, Eddie, we could alter that predator in that I'm a predator for truth. I'm a predator for love. I'm a predator for my people's betterment. I'm preying upon the people that are suffering, so I'm a predator for helping. It's
exactly.
All in the way we can use it. We can turn it around and make it, you know, a positive instead of taking that word and having a negative meaning. In that,
correct.
I'm a predator. I'm a predator on those that have been preyed upon.
Correct. This is what I was sharing earlier, saying that I'm a predator going back dealing with the martial arts, because this is the food of information, of knowledge, of learning that I'm rekindling. And like I said, I'm seeing it on a spiritual, metaphysical level now, not the physical and material of techniques and moves, defense and offense. It's the spiritual predator. I'm eating all this up. So, yes, because food is no more than love. And that's the love that I give, this food that I share. Go ahead, Brooklyn.
The ending of this era is that the consciousness of this galaxy that we're in, being in a position that it's making a great shift and it's giving us a new consciousness, we're being preyed upon by a galactic energy to help us to become a different predator of life in this shift, this new dimensional, moving from a Piscean to a Aquarian. We're being given the energy that the galaxy is preying upon us with new consciousness to give us the energy to make the shift, that those that are understanding how to receive it, work with it, and go with it, and not look at fighting it or thinking that, you know, somebody's praying upon me. No, the Creator is giving us the energies for our next 20 generations to be able to live in the era that we have not been in 26,000 years, because this is the galactic year that we're starting over again. And this is what we've made, this planet has made the journey around this Milky Way. And now at 25,920 years, we're at that point that those ancestors knew and left us the teachings and different things to be guided by. But we're in an energy of a new evolution of human existence.
Mm-hmm.
We're the prey of our Creator. We pray to our Creator for change, and now we're being preyed upon by a new consciousness.
Oh, yeah. So, again, that's it. It's that mindset that, again, that we have to, again, set with the new reset, because that's part of the reset, is resetting the program that we constantly talk about, that we're going through, that we're coming out of. So that's beautifully put, and I can't say any more than that. So right quick, looking at the time, if nobody else has anything pertinent to give, we're going to let Sister Antoinette get off so she can get her some rest, because I know it's going to be a lively show with Brother Randy Shaw tomorrow.
Well, it's a lively show now. I mean, this is the show that I'm dedicated to. This is our show. We've been around for a while. So I'm not going to shortchange us. I'm not going to shortchange us. I mean, look, y'all are welcome to, you know, go. Y'all know it's hard for me to go to sleep anyway. And well, plus, I'm heating up my dinner because I didn't eat yet, so y'all are good. You're good.
Okay. And the thing that I'm looking at, I was listening to a program today, and this sister was talking, and she was saying that, you know, we're in this pattern of waiting for the shift that's happening from above. And the part of it is that we're going through what she said was a cosmic rites of passage. A cosmic rites of passage. This planet is going through a cosmic rite of passage. And a rite of passage is that there's a rechanging, a rebirthing from a stage of life to the next stage of life. And this is what the human is doing on the planet, along with the planet in itself making the climatic change that it needs to give us the energy to grow into our newness.
Yeah, it will be a newness because it's going to be only the strong is going to survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this was really a good call. You know, sometimes it may not be a lot of people, and then sometimes
Everyone's just quiet. I think our announcement that I made in the beginning of the show probably upset the folks, or, you know, which not my intention
you know what happened, though, Antoinette, even with me in the beginning, I was trying to get it together. I was just trying to get all of your thoughts and everything the right way. So maybe, perhaps, like you're saying, I guess that's what it was. And so I said, okay, I have to go ahead and, you know, we always have to participate. So, you know, people just feel different about things. So they probably going to talk the next time.
Okay, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me for 1 second. I have Miss Kim Weston on the line with us. Miss Kim?
Blessings. You all are right on it.
Good evening,
everybody.
Miss Kim, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. I don't care what the devil do. I'm blessed. many are called, and few are chosen. And those that were chosen, they were chosen before the foundation of the world. For this time, right here. For this, exactly what you all are saying. What you're saying, Brother Carmen. I'm here for this time. Everything I've been through is for this time. To God be the glory, y'all. Love you.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Kim. That was a word that we needed to hear. I needed to hear that.
Me too.
Thank you. That was
always a pleasure, Miss Kim. Always a pleasure to especially hear from our elders. So it's always great.
Blessed to still be here, to be an elder. And you know what? What I just really learned, I've been saying it all the time, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And like all that you're saying, Brother Eddie, it's right on it, because the word says that we are to always pray. And I used to say, well, how do you go always pray? He said always pray. But you're supposed to keep a prayerful mind, because with that prayerful mind, you're meditating. And when you're meditating, you're communicating with God, which you've been saying all the time, Brother Eddie. What you just got through saying, Brother Carmen. What the sister was saying, even though she said it another way, you know. That's what we're supposed to do. Everything that was made, it was made by him, it was made for him, and it was made for his glory. And when people start dealing with that, then they'll start dealing with the beauty that that's within them. That's what you're talking about, Brother Eddie. You know what I'm saying? We're physical, but we are really spiritual. We're spiritual in a physical body. And the body, because we can see it and we can feel it and all of that, we pay more attention to that. But that spirit belongs to God. That spirit is untainted that God made. The only thing that can get in there is what we let in there. Because what God made us, he made us in his image. I rest my case.
Thank you, my sister Elder. We love you.
Thank you.
Most definitely do love you, Miss Kim.
Likewise. You all have been such a blessing to me. You really have, you know. And one thing that you used to say in the church all the time is, the devil ain't gonna bother you if he ain't doing nothing. Well, he's kicking my butt. But great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God ain't through with me yet. And when I come forth, coming forth like pure gold.
Yes.
And calling those that he called.
Yes, ma'am.
And since you all, got a little moment here, I wish you all would, she's elevated to a higher atmosphere, and that's what we're supposed to constantly be going from glory to glory.
Yes.
I'm turning March the 7th, this day, to the Airman Day, with a special salute and honor to our DOTAs, our documented original to the Airmen. I'm claiming it this day. And those of you all that understand what I'm saying, I need you to join in with me. That's something that we can agree upon, because the word can give honor where honor is due. March the 7th should be Tuskegee Airmen Day. The Tuskegee Airmen changed the history of the world. Where we are now because they did what they did. If they had not done what they did, it would be a whole nother ball game. And they are due that honor. And it's up to us. This is something we can come together on, my brother and sister. Please help me with this. March the 7th, 2022.
Yes.
Yeah, Monday.
Be nice if that's a Sunday. We could beat our bongos for them, too.
Absolutely. That's it. See, one accord. That's the key. One accord. That's something that every Sunday we all can say, that's one accord. And we're cleansing that.
Yeah.
And giving God the glory. Because God, listen, when I start really going into what they did, I mean, it just really hit me that they changed the history of the world. Germany was planning to take over the world, and they wasn't doing too bad, were they?
March the 7th is a Monday, but I sent you because I was over at a festival in Tuskegee. We did a culture festival week before last, and we did a thing at Tuskegee. And right across the street from where they trained at, the airmen were trained at in Tuskegee off of 85. But what they've just come out with is a 4-series comic strips of the Tuskegee children of their,
yes,
their having this.
I saw it and I can't find it. Please send it to me again.
I sent it to you again just now.
Okay, thank you. But wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying. And that's for those children that now they're reading and having this comic book that's showing that they can become those airmen that set the way for us, and they're the next generation.
Yes, absolutely. And how will they know unless we tell them? All this time,
right.
Nothing's been said about them. But why do we expect the enemy to teach us our history?
But this is why the brothers they created this comic book in order for us to know this part of our story, what the greatness of what those men did. While they're still alive.
Brother Carmen, Antoinette may or may not remember, but I told her several months that's the direction that God told me to go in. Do you remember that, Antoinette?
Yes, I do, yes.
You know?
Yes, I remember.
So it will be done. I couldn't get nobody to really understand what I was saying. So he just had somebody else to go on and come on with it, but they probably had it at the same time. But his will be done when we come together, as you've been saying. But we just got to make a move. We got to make a move, you know. But that's what my understanding is, that some of the places already, it's declared to be the Airman Day. I think it's in Washington, they said, and somewhere Virginia, I believe, somewhere in Virginia. But it should be, it should be worldwide. Wow, I wasn't thinking about that. It should have been, it should be worldwide because, oh my God, you all realize that these men risked their lives to protect the bombers who really won the war.
And Antoinette, mm-hmm. I think I just sent it to you. Did you get it?
Yes, I just heard it. So that wasn't just for America. I'm telling you, this is coming on me right now. That was not for just America. That was for the world.
Right.
And that's something that I'm asking you all this day to agree with me that March the 7th, I don't care what day it's on, as long as we give the honor where honor is due. The world needs to thank the Tuskegee Airmen and our daughters while they are living.
Yes.
William,
and one of the idolaters is brother Ray's brother.
Brother Billy, yeah,
he's
been on the show several times.
Yes, he has. Yes.
Right, but this brother William Burns Schultz is the one who does this comic, and it's called the Tuskegee Airs, H-E-I-R-S, the Airs instead of Airmen. It's their descendants. They're the ones who inherited this energy of the Tuskegee Airmen. That's what you're saying. We are the heirs of the Tuskegee Airmen's work.
But the world, is recipients.
Yeah, the heirs to what the Tuskegee Airmen did.
Yes.
They
inherited
what the Tuskegee.
Because of them, we're able to even be here, you know, as we are. I mean, when I look at what's happening now, the MTV interview that I did was on Lift Every Voice and Sing. I don't think I've talked to you since I did it. Have I? Well, anyway.
No, you haven't.
Well, I was preparing for what the people were saying about needing two anthems. That was one of the reasons I was asking you all, how did you all feel about it? But the interview was on what do I think about Revoice and Sing. Is it an anthem to me or just a song to sing? And what I told them that it's an anthem to me because it always represented pride, you know. The Star Spangled Banner is just a song for me to sing because it doesn't do anything for me, and I don't hear any representation of me and mine in the song, but that's the law of the land. So I'm saluting the law of the land. And I want to do something to see how do our Tuskegee Airmen feel about Lift Every Voice and Sing. They went against everything. And the people told them they couldn't do one thing. They said, well, we don't care about that. Just let us fly. They said, y'all can't fly. We'll show you. Let us fly. And what they did, nobody, thank God it hasn't been needed. But they saved the world. I don't even want to imagine what it would be like.
Ms. Kim, excuse me for 1 second, please. I also have Brother Ray on the line. Brother Ray Pronto is with us also.
Bless you, bro.
Oh, God bless you, too. Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Brother Ray?
Oh, I'm alive. I thank God for that.
That means you're blessed because you're talking.
Amen.
Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
We waiting to hear what you put to say.
Brother Eddie, you still with us?
Yeah, I spoke to Brother Ray. You didn't recognize my voice?
I didn't hear you. Forgive me.
No problem. Yeah. What you got to add to the pot there, Brother Ray? Because I made this also a continuation of Save the Children from last night. Because, again, everything that I do, all these shows, I hope that and pray, since we're talking about predator prey, pray that our people share this with their children, you know, to get the future's opinion and actually help guide their thoughts far beyond that of the iPhone, the cell phone, the computer, and technology itself. So, yeah, come on, rain down on us, Brother Ray, rain down on us. Throw some of those sun rays that you have.
Well, first I have to apologize because I fell asleep and I'm just waking up. I thought I was in time. I just called a number and it said 22 hours. So I figured I had missed the show. So, I'm just coming around. I've had one of those days. But, yes, there's so much about the future. I hope that that we can begin to put a halt to what they're doing to our children now, with them trying to vaccinate the babies. They're dropping the age. And I firmly believe it's an attack on this country, and it's an attack on humanity.
Yes.
And I firmly believe that the vaccines are poison to disrupt the world, really, and take it over. So the question is, who's doing it? The question is, who's doing it? And then what are we going to do about it? If we're going to save the babies, then we're going to have to get busy right away. If they are serious about what they're doing, and they're not telling us the truth about the folks, the people who are dying, in my opinion, people who are dying are those who've had the vaccination, and they're not telling the people.
So somebody has had both shots, excuse me. My niece has had both shots, and she just got it.
Yeah, so, you know, and we don't, you know, we know it's a trick. We know it's trickery. We know who they are. Who the people are that's doing it, at least I do, I believe I know. And, it's just hard to convince people because of all of the propaganda that has been spewed upon us. You know, everything you see on television, everything on the radio, newspaper, it's everywhere. You get them vaccinated, get them vaccinated. So you've got to start thinking about why this is going and who's doing it. It's coming from the very top of the structure of this country. And I firmly believe those at the top are part of the problem. That's my take on the whole thing. What do we do about these kids? How do we stop them from vaccinating them? And how do you convince the parents that that's what's going on? So,
yeah, Brother Ray, earlier I had read where they are going to force vaccinations in the schools, where they're just going to take children and vaccinate them. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm trying to eat, too, and food went down the wrong way. Forgive me.
The only way to stop that is to pull your kids out.
Yeah, well, they're going to do it this month. So I did get an article up on it, but we'll go through that later.
But there's got to be some kind of unified movement of humans to do this. I mean, I've been reaching out, and we just reach out across the color lines and across the religious lines. Folk who know the truth and don't want to go this right, they have to come together and stop it. And the only way to do that is this is a revolt. We got to revolt. We got to have this revolution. It's got to happen. Otherwise, they're going to kill us all, and that's what they're trying to do. You know, I've been down for 6 months. I still don't feel right. I'm still having problems. And I'm pretty sure whatever they did when I was in that hospital, but I'm overcoming it. And I think we just have to continue to struggle and fight and come together.
Yeah.
Now, I got some people who don't believe that. They believe what the government is saying and doing. And if not, realize that this folk focused on the fact that this is the epitome of evil and wickedness in high places. This is it. We've been warned about it, and you know, quite frankly, we haven't done anything to slow the world. That's my take, y'all. Yeah, then of course the drum call and the financial redirection. Stop spending our money. Don't buy anything. We get enough people just not to buy. You know, we'll put a dent in whatever they're doing. But it takes money to do any and everything. And they are killing the country. They've bankrupted the country. And now it's basically because how they slithered in and took over. And they slithered in through racism and hatred. They're running it, and they're telling you, and they're controlling everything. News reports, your paper, your radios, television, everything.
Yeah, so, Brother Ray, now, can you fill in that? We see that they're the predators, and we became the prey. Well, we've always been the prey. Now, and you spoke on what we should do. So, how do we fix the predator?
Well,
do we reverse it, or do we reverse it and we become the predator?
No, we have to defend ourselves. You know, we've been turning cheek stuff and laying down and acting like it's happening. We gotta lock and load. The men know what I'm talking about. You have to lock and load now and just get prepared. You have to do it, and you did have to know that if you're right, then the universe is on your side, and they will fight with you. But if you're not going to do anything, you're just going to sit there and act like somebody will come out of the sky and do it. It ain't going to happen. Ain't nobody coming.
But the word says that if we consult, the Lord in our ways, he will direct our path.
Yeah, and that means lock and load.
You got to think about it. Talk to the Lord about it, and he will direct our path. And we're not doing that. We're talking like we can solve the problem ourselves. We can't solve it ourselves, because first of all, this is not a physical battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
You know, I just think that David and Goliath are the prime examples of what we have to do. We're dealing with a Goliath. They've got all the weapons and all the armies and the strong, the big men, and all of that, like Goliath.
But before David made a move, the first thing he did was say that he claimed that the Lord would defeat. He was saying what he would do because of God.
Well, he said that because he followed God's instruction. He told him to.
I'm saying it. We one accord.
He told him to get those five stones, take the slingshot, hit him upside his head, knock him down, take his sword, and cut his head off. I say the difference is lock and load. And we lock and load, we'll have to deal with it. But it's going to happen, because either we're going to go in and knock on your door and stick you with that needle, or you're either going to do it or you're not. So folk got to wake up, and as I've said before, this is our test, and we're going to have to see what we believe now for sure.
You know, Brother Eddie, we have another caller with their hand up. Do you mind if we take the call?
Sure. Take the call. Bring them in.
Okay, area code 336, Sister Paris.
Mother AZ, bonfire.
Greetings, family, and thank you, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear. How are you?
My heart is heavy. It's really heavy, family. You know, I have surgery next week on Wednesday. I'm not sure what time, and they're going to put a rod from the top of my hip down to my ankle because of so much bone has deteriorated, and I don't know how they're going to work it, but it'll be worked the way that it's supposed to be worked, family. And I listen in, Brother Kwame, and I was grateful that I got the Night Wolf show. And Brother Harris, I didn't know you were having a thing last night. Otherwise, I would have been there. But my heart is heavy, and I wasn't going to say anything until, and greetings, Miss Kim, until Brother Ray beeped in, because I wanted to have a reasoning counsel with you, Brother Ray. I was due to have a ceremony with the children and my sacred tree drum. And the elder that spent some time with that drum, he is leaving the planet. He came to my house 2 days ago, to my apartment, family, looking for me. And I had been having dreams about him. He's a musician as well, an elder. And I knew last year when he told me he took that shot. And then when he came to the stronghold, when I was camped out at the beginning of the year, just to eyeball me, and, you know, he also came to Miracle Valley when I was out there for that 14 days, and I was having a feeling about it, but he hadn't taken that shot. But then when he came to the stronghold, to eyeball me, to check on me and everything, to make sure that I was all right, because he knew I was having issues with my hip. I knew then, family, but, you know, he was going to get with my children here in Tucson, and we were going to have a healing ceremony. And then that same day I found out that I couldn't have my drum, and he wasn't going to be a part of it because he has stage 4 cancer, family. His name is George, and please send some healing prayers. And he says, Paris, I may not be around for the end of the month, including your surgery, but I went to find you the other day. I was just at your house, your apartment. This was 2 days ago, family, and I had a dream about it, and it just bothered me so bad. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this, family? But anyway, I know I'm talking in riddles, and I'm here in the facility, and family, I'm telling you, no matter what, I am not having that shot. No matter what they do, I am not having that shot. And I'm just saying, surround me with your love, because this is serious. But it doesn't matter if I leave the planet, because I'm in a lot of pain right now. And it really doesn't matter. I got my pepper tree out here, and I'm in the process of writing down things that where I want things to go, whether they go there or not. I love you. And Brother Ray, you inspired me to share my drums because of what your intentions are, and you look like my dad. So I wouldn't have said anything, family, if Brother Ray hadn't have beeped in, because I've been wanting to have a reasoning. I just didn't have the energy or felt like it at the time. But I'll reach out to you tomorrow, Brother Ray, to have a counsel with you. But my friend, he's leaving. And I know when we come to the planet, we come and we're going to leave. But he's been a very inspiration, being a musician, a drummer, and everything in my life. And because of him and you, Brother Ray, I decided to continue to share and help the children here in Tucson. And I just don't know anymore. I just don't know. Anyway, thank you, family.
Well, Sister Paris. Yeah. It sounds like you're trying to say goodbye to us, and don't say goodbye to us, because we're not giving up on you. We're not letting you go. So we'll just be back with us. We'll talk to you after your surgery on next week. We'll be talking to you again. So we're not letting you say goodbye.
Well, let me just say this to you, Sister Paris. God loves you. The Creator loves you and all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And He has a special place for you. So don't be afraid. You know, give God the glory. Give yourself to Him. If He wants you to be here, you'll be here.
Yeah.
If He wants to take you with Him, He'll take you with Him. But either way, you win. Either way, you win, because you are a winner. There's no doubt about that in my mind. You are a winner. And you are a woman of God, and I appreciate you so much. And I kind of feel the same way. I've been like this for a long time. I've never been down in my life. And this has been a terrible one for me, but it's whatever God says it's going to be, it's going to be. And I just thank Him for the opportunity to know people like you guys and to know you. You've influenced me as well, and I appreciate that. I just wish I could get to you, but I can't. So I just thank God for you.
Yeah. All right, family. Thank us. And I really appreciate you too, Brother Harris, for coming to Arizona. Not just because of me, but it was other things, and I knew that you had to come here to see things in a different light. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. You just don't know.
And I just wanted to add to what you're going through, and again, just like you said, and we've been talking about the predator or the prey, change that mindset and use that saying that we see and hear now, nope, not today.
That's
which
right.
Means not today. Don't let anything enter this negative. It cannot enter unless we allow it. So don't allow the negativity throw you off of your information, your learning, your square. We keep the negative at bay. Once we allow it in, it permeates. It's like a parasite.
Yeah.
See? So anything that we get that's negative, we can change it to a positive.
That's right. Yeah.
What? Why didn't I what? Oh, I'm on the radio right now.
So, but that's it, Mother Z. You keep talking about your physical therapy. That's no more than that pepper tree, and you're getting all type of information from that pepper tree, because you're doing what? Drumming. That drum is no more than communications to the cosmos, to the universe. It's your conscious mind that comes through the drum. So again, what we want wants us. But if we wallow in the negativity, then we get what we put out.
Yes.
This is why we change that mindset to that positive. We got negative that bombards us daily from all angles. So we must multiply by dividing ourselves to deal with these issues or become whole and master self so that we repel. We repel all the negativity that comes our way. Because this system itself is negative. This is why we always talking about negative things in the majority of the current events we talk about, because that's all they put in the front of our face, negative, negative. We go to someplace else and it's negative.
Yeah.
This is why we got to put positive and sift through all that negative garbage so we can see something positive that we bring to the table.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay, family, I'm going to listen and thank us and my brother Kwame. Thank you for being a part of the Night Wolf, because it was as though my cousin, Sunny Man, was reaching out from the other side, directing me to turn the phone on to get that info that you shared on the Night Wolf. So family, look it up. It's on the YouTube. Brother Kwame can send you a thing. And the cosmos that you talked about, Brother Kwame, send it to my number. I think I might be able to get it tonight. The woman you said, something, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, you mentioned. So family, I'm just going to listen. And thank us, and thank you, Brother Ray. I'll do my best to reach out. And Miss Kim, you stay strong. We have to help the children and give them something to look up, somebody to inspire them, because it's really sad, and you're correct. My granddaughter said if she could give my great-granddaughter the shot, she would. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't say that to her. But you know what? They're too busy to teach and homeschool, or that their minds have been snatched up. And it's just unbelievable, family. And that's all that I care to share right now. I'm just listening. Thank
you. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sister Paris.
You're welcome.
Bonfire.
Yes. I was going to ask you, what was that?
That was the bum fire I was dropping from Mother AZ, and she knows it's just something that it inspires her, so I was just dropping it and putting an exclamation point once I said bum fire. So, yeah, that's what that was, you know. Just again, like I said at the end.
Thank us, Brother Harris. Thank us.
See, that's
I appreciate
it.
That.
You just echo with a cheerful voice. That was an uplift,
yes,
and this is what we do when we know we can cheer somebody up, if it's just for a moment, because that starts to change. The longer you hold that moment, the longer it changes your outlook. Because when we smile and when we laugh,
it doesn't allow anything negative to enter. You can't bring negative in and you laughing at something and having a good time. No.
That's right.
You know, so that's all that was. And I'm glad when you called in that I heard that mm-hmm. cheerfulness in your voice. That's what I was looking yeah. for.
Bonfire! Hola!
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes. No, my. Okay, now everybody's
see, what,
quiet.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead,
well,
brother.
That's why I was chiming in. Because, again, that's it. We might think something is small to us, but it's something that somebody somewhere needs.
Yes.
See, and this is why we have to let it out, you know, because it
yes.
does nobody any good if I know it and you don't know it, or I feel it and you can't feel it, because I'm not letting it out.
Right.
And that's it. You know, my thing is to let out the positiveness in anything. When you talk about the negative current events, I still try to streamline my way in. If I can't use numbers, then I use my memory on how we were brought up and
yeah.
what has changed and what we see has changed. Because, again, it's
yeah.
through us that the next generations will learn this. They won't learn it from books. Why are they trying to ban books?
Yeah.
And trying to stop using paper by a paper trail. You do everything online on the computer. So
yeah.
it's no need for a notebook. Your iPad is your notebook now. So this is all part mm-hmm. of this paradigm that they're pushing with this new technology they're using for even more control.
Now, you know what question I have is, forgive me, Brother Eddie, is
no,
that
go ahead.
When everything goes off the grid and they're trying to take the books away and stuff like that, then what knowledge are people going to have? Because, you know, your iPads and, you know, all your phones and everything else is only going to last for a while. You know, a day. So
when
you don't
I
have
look
a domestic-
at it.
Go ahead.
When I look at it that way, it's coming from the Creator. See, because we
yeah.
won't do what we're supposed to do as far as having that human experience, human contact. So now once
yeah.
it goes dark, we can't do nothing but talk to each other. It doesn't matter if they banned books, took them, burnt them, whatever. We are the book, the elders, the grandparents. We are the book. Now
yeah.
it's forced upon us being dark, no radio, no this, no that. It's forced for us to go back again.
Yeah.
I've been talking about going back to see our future. It's making us
yes.
go back if we don't want to go back because
yeah.
we're not doing it on our own because we're too reliant
yeah.
on you can't leave home
That's
without
me.
It. And it's not
yep.
American Express. It's your cell phone today. You can't leave
yeah.
home without it. So if it ain't no cell phone, oh, yeah, you can leave home and you can leave. But now who am I going to talk to? Where am I going to get some inspiration when I can't read a book if I don't have a book? Because everything I've been reading has been on a laptop. It's been on a technology somewhere. So
yeah.
we're being forced into position and still not looking at it in our favor because that's what it is. It's favoring us. The universe
yes,
conspires in our favor. But again, if we ain't rolling with the universe and doing what we're supposed to be doing without them forcing this nonsense on us, and then when it's forced, we can't see it other than the way it's being forced upon you, part of a program mindset that we only see it out of one lens. As I said earlier, the universe has no limitation. It is not bound by anything. Why is our mind bound by a mindset of a group of people who serves us no good?
Yeah.
So again,
We keep saying it's up to us to fix us. Well, that's just a matter of time. We'll tell if we do what we're supposed to do. Because we've been hearing that for how long? It's up to us to fix us. But damn it, do it. Yes, do it. Put some action behind those words. If actions speak louder than words, family, do it.
Yes.
That's the answer to part of the problem. We keep talking about what can we do? We ain't doing nothing. We talking loud and saying nothing and saying nothing. You can't tell me how to run my life now. You can't tell me how to run my business now. You can't tell me what I'm doing wrong when you keep singing that same old funny song. How many funny songs we keep hearing them singing and we keep repeating their nonsense? Stop it. We got the power to stop it. We know
what we should
be talking about. The spirit we are in, as Ms. Kim said, it's God. It's the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we use that term, the spirit of God. It's the same number. Four.
Yeah.
Spirit, four, God, four, true, four, secret, four, better, four, absolute, it's four. Urgent. Damn it, it's four. We don't think it's the time for urgency. See,
yes, it is.
That's why they run that scam, emergency 911, y'all.
Yes.
The emergency number, but now when we say 911, we think of September 11, 2001.
Yes.
See? That's the only date that they done came up where they done gave it a number instead of a name. Christmas, New Year's Eve, Easter, every holiday has a name.
Yeah.
Everything we celebrate has a name. It don't have a number.
That's right.
Why
that's
is 9/11 different from everything else? Hey, now you think.
Yeah. Well, that's because when you hear 9/11, 911, that automatically triggers emergency.
Yeah. And that's what they put America in, a state of emergency at the bottom on 2021.
Yep.
And we back to 2021.
Yeah, and then remember the color codes?
21. Oh, yeah.
Yes, remember the color codes? Wasn't that the same colors that they used as the body chakra?
They used some of them, yes. Some of them they didn't, but, most of them they did.
Yeah, because I remember when they would say the
orange
day.
You know, going orange, red, green, blue.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
Brother Eddie,
with all of this,
it's nice. Brother Eddie, is 911 is 911 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. 911 is a 2. That's the universe we've been talking about. That's the prayer we've been talking about. We've been talking about that 2 all night.
Yeah, I'm late getting
in. When we go biblically and we understand even the stories of the Bible, it's coded in numbers. When they talk about the tree of life, 9, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, 11, that's 9-11 at the beginning of the book. When they talk about those two trees, baby, it's in the number, all of this, all of it. You know, so, yeah, they got it all here, but that's why these numbers are really relevant, because we're seeing and we're breaking their hidden code. But it's been our code that they stole from us. But I don't want to get into that history lesson. That's not neither here nor there. But that's the key to be able to see, for me, the gaps that are missing and being able to connect the dots. Because even those particular sayings has a number. You never thought of it like that. Everything, these sinister so-and-sos, I'm being nice, but y'all can put the so-and-so where you want to, but y'all know these sinister people who are doing the things they're doing constantly, you know. And again, at times, we give them the arsenal they need by these talk shows we're having. And I'm loving it that they're going to have to put what I'm giving into the computer so the computer can decode this just as quick as I can.
you know. But the computer doesn't have a soul, so it'll never beat me. It'll never beat the brain, not the human brain, not what's real with an artificial.
That's right.
And they call it artificial intelligence. That's an oxymoron. You intelligent, but you artificial. You ain't real. We not bought into that now. Anyway, go ahead. I think you was trying to say something, brother, and I cut you off. My bad.
You know, I was just reflecting on the fact that there's a lot of problems in the school system now, and the kids are fighting, and they're reacting negatively. And I believe it's because of the mask, and I believe it's because of the vaccination that our sentiment has been changed. Our DNA is being changed. Our hormone structure is being changed. I saw Tiki Barber on a TV show last week, and he was wearing stilettos and tights. You know, a strange kind of skirt, whatever that was, Sienna. And it's total, it's really a feminization of the male. Like Dr. Wilson has said that they were going to use that tool to feminize the black male, and they're doing it. And they're doing it at an early age now in elementary schools.
Yeah.
And I think if we are to address it, we got to pull these kids out of these schools. And I was just saying that I never let my last two boys to be vaccinated in the school system, and I never let them go to a hospital unless they had a broken bone or something. So that's the kind of understanding I think that we need to get, and just get out of their hospitals if we possibly can. But again, if we don't follow the rules that God has laid out for us, particularly the rules of nutrition and food, you know, if we don't learn those and do them, you know, and that's why they took Dr. Sabin, that's why they murdered Dr. Sabin and Dick Gregory and a whole host of other natural doctors who were those are some of the things I think that we need to be paying attention to as well to get through what's condemned. And aside from storing our food and our water and knowing what to store and how to prepare it.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, sir, Brother Ray. And like you said, the main thing, and I said that earlier at the show, you know, we didn't take that year and a half that our children were not allowed to go to schools, to put them back in schools when they open. We are the school that we're supposed to be teaching our children. And like I said, once you give them to the public school, you give the public school permission to give them shot, to teach them homosexual acts and all. That's what they're doing. But we send them right back. And like I said, or like we know, a whole bunch of people are out of jobs. There are more people out there who are more qualified, I'm putting my quotation fingers up, family, qualified by this man's system to teach who aren't working, because a lot of teachers during this so-called pandemic has quit because they're not going to take it. We have a lot of educators who have been lettered by this system and who are not, like myself, who have the ability to teach. It's no reason we shouldn't be teaching our own right now.
Yeah, but
especially with this so-called pandemic, because we can use what they gave us to make sure that our children never go back into those institutions of corruption.
Yeah.
But how many of us that say they with us that didn't even take the time out to come up with a plan in order to make sure that their children were going to be taught right? And then we complain about how the system is dumbing our children down, and we send them right back to that institution that's dumbing them down. How dumb are we?
Well,
with all the resources we got all around
ourselves.
Us. But that's
it's basically
it.
Because
we're
not organized ourselves, Eddie. We haven't organized.
That's the first.
We were organized.
That's the first thing.
You know,
that's the first thing.
Do,
once we get self together, we can start. But that's one of the biggest problems of having people to self-check, to self-evaluate, to challenge their own damn self. Instead of implementing somebody else's garbage in their head and challenging that. It's called a jack of all trades and a master of one, the self. How many of us have actually mastered thyself? In pushing somebody else's agenda, I don't think you mastered yourself yet. Your agenda is part of a total agenda, a part of a whole, not pieces, fragments, and portions that a lot of us bring without seeing what portion, what piece that's part of the whole, not separate from the whole. That's why another reason just on that, we can't organize. Because, again, a lot of people don't know their part, their consciousness, their journey. That's your part. That's your consciousness. And it's giving through conversation. And for me, I just look for the number throughout the conversation, and I see things a certain way. Ain't nobody else gonna see it, which is cool. But it helps me read people. Because people aren't aware, just like with the words of English, that's the occult. We're not aware of where it originated, etymology from, where it came from, and what it actually means, that this English language has put it together and created a word of not only confusion, but a word that casts spells on ourselves and others.
Yeah.
The numbers reveal, if I didn't have the numbers, I'd never see it. And I hear
since we're still here, y'all, if you have a question or a comment, if you press the number one, I'll be happy to let you in. Okay, I just wanted everybody to know that because everybody's here, but everybody's just listening, that they can still press the one and come in. Okay.
And we almost on that. We almost on that 11 o'clock hour, so I think after 11 o'clock they won't be able to because we're off of that extra hour.
Yeah.
And they won't let you in. So for those who might want to say something, just go and push one. And if Antoinette brings you in and you didn't want to say something, you just, let us know that, hey, you was just on, because if you had something to say, you're able to say it. But, I just want to put that out there.
Yes, thank you. Okay, y'all. Well, it's out there. So,
if we organize, then each teaching, particularly that Eddie gives, would be on our curriculum to teach our people that curriculum and how to do it. That's going to help. And there's so many areas that we need to teach, and we can teach them, like you said, Eddie. We don't have to continue to teach for a wicked system. But the money is what controls us. It's the love of money. We have to get the money. And I'm saying we need to organize, put our money together, form our own government within the government. I don't mind saying it because everybody else has one but us. And that's why they can dodge the banking and they put their own money up. And they own most everything. So it's a long process, but we have to get busy and do it. There's no two ways about it. Just wanted to add that to this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like one basic thing is we're able to go back. So we're able to take our children back so that they will discover what we were talking about that will aid them. So we have to also look at these classes as future classes for our children, knowing that we're giving them vital information from whatever arena we happen to be in, whatever specialty we might happen to have. Share it in abundance so that the children get the truth that is needed to fight whatever spiritual war that they come in contact with once we out of here. So, yes, Brother Ray, I agree with you 100%.
Together, let's do it.
That's it. Just do it. And we ain't talking about Nike. We're talking about us. Just us. Just do it.
Absolutely. I don't know how much more time we have, but I'm going to quickly say this. I was on the show last week, and the show was about young, old folk. They call them old niggas. Don't talk to the old niggas. Young brothers that put it together.
Oh, no.
And they said, don't talk to these old niggas, because they're going to sell you out. Blah, blah, blah. And I had to make it clear to them that we have to.
Could we have some background noise? Somebody, please.
We can't get through by ourselves. The old, God chose the old because we know the way. We've been there. We've done that.
Yes.
We didn't do what we were supposed to do in teaching you, but you know something we don't know. You know how to pull this internet pieces together that we can use to learn and to teach. So we got to put it together. We need your strength and you need our knowledge. And once we come together, there's no stopping us. We are the first creation. We created the first civilization. So what's happening? We got to go back to that point where we use that intellect to do what we have to do and do it.
You're absolutely right. Okay, y'all. Unfortunately, if anybody wanted to come on, it's too late to come on now because everything is out of my hands now. I don't have a board or anything now, so I can't let anybody in. So hopefully you can still hear. But thank you for coming.